Hello.
Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio, television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thank you. Next question. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in a nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I will vote.
Okay. And next, which political party are you registered with? Democrat, Republican, or non-affiliated?
I can go either way, but I'm a Democrat.
Democrat? Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black American, Asian American, Hispanic American?
White Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75?
I'm 82.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? Ma'am?
I guess they're okay. I guess they're okay.
Would you say right direction then?
Yeah.
Okay. And just so you know, you sound a lot younger. From the following list,
okay.
What is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Quality of life, like...
Transportation, I can tell you that. The bus system needs to be improved.
You said bus system?
Yes.
Okay. Let me read the options, and then you let me know which one you want me to mark for you, okay? Quality of life,
okay.
Like growth and overdevelopment, corruption and local government, housing and property, insuring costs, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, flooding and sea level rise, and environmental resilience. I think the one you mentioned will go along with traffic and congestion. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Well, I have, you get those leaflets, and that's where I study them. So
okay.
I try for Democrat.
Okay. So that means that you will definitely vote for the Democrat candidate.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Fabian.
Okay.
Fabian Bazzavi.
Don't know him.
Okay. Alex Diaz de la Portilla.
Okay, I've heard of him, but I don't know anything. I have to study him.
Okay. No opinion then?
No.
Okay, what about Carlos Jimenez?
Heard of him? I'd have to study him.
Okay.
I almost have to study everything.
Okay, what about Donald Trump?
I hate him.
Okay, so that's very unfavorable. What about Rosie Cordero Stutz?
I don't know her.
Okay, what about Maria Elvira Salazar?
I don't know her.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
Love him. Well, he's the best we got.
Okay, very favorable. What about Vicky Lopez?
Don't know him.
Okay, what about Miguel Solomon?
Don't know him. I don't think I know him.
Okay, what about Daniela Levine Cava?
I think she's around all the time, and I would be inclined to like her.
Okay, somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What about Eileen Higgins?
No, I've heard of her, but I'd have to look up. I don't know.
Okay, what about Joe Carollo?
Cannot stand the man.
Okay, very unfavorable. What about Joe Sanchez?
I don't know him.
Okay, what about Francis Suarez?
I've heard of him a lot. I'd have to look him up again. I'll get them all mixed up anyhow. So.
Okay, no worries. What about Alfonso Alfie Leon?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Next. Now you'll be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, amongst the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Higgins.
Okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Can she run in two places?
To be quite honest with you, I don't have all that information. I'm just supposed to read verbatim, so I won't influence your opinion, I guess. Based on the little bit of information that you already have or the little bit of knowledge that you already have, would you vote for Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know. Because the other one was obvious.
Okay. Well, this one is the primary election for county commission. That's what it's about. So you still undecided?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, what about if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins? I guess it's the same commission. They just trying to see what candidate you prefer the most.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, yeah. I really, I'd have to do real more research before I could say.
Okay. So between Miguel Solomon and Eileen Higgins, you are undecided?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
I assume she's doing a good job. I don't know.
So would you say you somewhat approve?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Since Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling, and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States. Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis, and her policies have only made it worse, especially for senior and fixed incomes. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less, or no difference.
The question is,
it's about Eileen Higgins taking office about 6 years ago, and how housing is unaffordable.
You want me to compare us to shoes?
No, I want you to say if that statement makes you more likely to vote for her, some more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely for you to vote for her, or it makes no
much
difference.
Much less likely. Sorry, it's too expensive.
Okay, much less likely.
Much
okay,
less.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. Same options, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference.
Much less.
Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that will bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Much less.
Okay, thank you.
The lowest.
Okay, thank you so much. Eileen Higgins, you got the hang of it, okay? Eileen Higgins' campaign has received...
Okay, thanks. I'm glad you did that.
Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out longtime residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford, and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood.
Just what we need.
Okay. So you want me to mark that one also as much less likely, or?
Yeah, much less. The lowest.
Okay, thank you. Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
Yes, yes.
Much less likely.
Less likely.
Okay.
No problem there.
Okay. During these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million.
Less likely,
okay,
I'll never vote for her.
Thank you. We are almost done now.
But if she's running against Corolla, I'll vote for her.
Okay. And one last time, you will be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Higgins. I will never vote for Carollo.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
Alfonso.
Okay, thank you. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
Solomon.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate's of 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
I had about 2 years of college.
Okay, thank you. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.